I'd like to learn about your passion for the Discovery Park.
Well, it's taken 6 or 7 years. The passion kind of ebbs and flows. It really was a project that was started by Jim Rippey, the CEO of the park today. And he had this idea of a for-profit park 10 years ago or so called Bridges of Tennessee. And the feasibility studies just came back that said, well, that's not going to work very well. And so he handed me the papers and said, if this is going to work, you're going to have to do it. And I got to thinking about estate planning about 10 years ago at the same time, and the two kind of fit together, and we came up with an idea of a not-for-profit park, and that's what we've got.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that feasibility study that you mentioned?
The feasibility study for the for-profit park came back that it just wouldn't do very well with the idea that we had at that time, which was a racetrack and a RV park, and we had a museum in there. So all of the investors that were around town who were supporting it pulled out. And so it came to me from Jim. And although we're a not-for-profit organization now, we will try to run it if it were a for-profit. And we hope to break even on the expenses of the park.
You know, you already have a massive impact in Union City with it. Is it the Promethean project that you have?
That's where we give scholarships for at-risk children to go to daycare centers from the ages of birth to five. Robert E. and Jenny D. Kirkland Foundation set aside a trust, and the distribution from that trust each year is about $1,700,000, and that's what we have designated to go to the Promethean Foundation. That supports about 200 and something children, 260, 70 children each year.
Now, how did you go about, you know, if you lump in the Promethean Project and Discovery Park of America, how did you come to the conclusion that these are the things that Union City needs?
Well, I think it's a little complex, I guess. I think that the solution to many of our woes in this world is education. And at the same time, I believe that all the money that I have, if I spend it all over the world, wouldn't be a drop in the bucket hardly at all. But it can make a dent, maybe in my own backyard. And so putting the two together right here is really where our foundation ought to spend its money.
Obviously, with an investment like this that's going on in a community like this, do you think that Union City is ready for this part?
Well, I don't know. And that's the downside. However, if it doesn't work and it doesn't draw enough people in order to support it, the Robert E. and Jenny D. Kirkland Foundation has pledged to set aside enough money so that the income from those investments will provide Discovery Park of America with $3 million a year in perpetuity. So that's the fallback position there.
And let's talk a little bit about skeptics in the community, folks that think that you could have spent the money a different way in Obion County or Union City to kind of boost the educational infrastructure.
Well, there are many things that we could do in Obion County to help the education. The studies show that early education from birth to age five, those years are very important in a person's life. This is with reference to the Promethean Foundation. And so that's the biggest bang for the buck, I think, of the two investments that you've talked to me about. One of the gaps that we had in education is the idea of causing a brain to look beyond and see beyond, as we said, and discover different things about the world, to go outside of the normal surroundings and to see things that children of metropolitan areas might consider as just everyday. For example, when we started building Discovery Park and Discovery Center within it, one of the cost-saving devices, one of the cost-saving suggestions was that we eliminate the escalators. Well, many children from this area and other areas surrounding maybe have never seen an escalator. So just simple things like that that we wanted to do in this park to give children the opportunity to see things they've never seen before or do things we've never seen before, like all the dinosaur replicas.
If someone came up to you and told you that you shouldn't have spent that money on the park and instead spent it on something else like economic development, what would you tell that person?
I'd say, look, this is my money. I made it. I can spend it like I want to. And what have you done to improve your community? And I challenge you to do as much for your community in your own way, however you would like. That I would tell them it's my choice, my money.
The artifacts that you have at the Discovery Park, from what I understand, were, you know, direct contributions from your mind, things that you wanted to see there, you know, from the airplane to the train depot to some of the cars. Do you have any piece that you're particularly proud of that you were able to find and get in this park?
It may end up being we bought a kit of the Wright brothers' first airplane, and we're going to have asked the schools of the county if they'd like to have their students voluntarily put it together over a period of years or months or whatever it takes. That may be, once it's built, my favorite piece. However, we have replicas of the first two atomic bombs that were built. I'm especially proud of the Liberty Bell replica that we have. And we had a copy of the Rosetta Stone made, full size.
I hear there's an interesting story behind that particular replica.
That's what I hear. This comes to me secondhand from the fellow that we call our junkyard dog. We come up with an idea to say, well, we'd like to get that. And we say to him, do you think he can find it? And he said, I'll try, boss. And he, 90% of the time, he'll find it. We don't always agree on the price when we do find it, but in this particular one, Hugh Wade is his name. The original is in the British Museum, and he contacted them and worked out an agreement to make a replica for us. And we hadn't heard anything from them. We called back after a while, and they said, no, yours is first. You're right first. He said, we got a call from the Vatican. They want a replica of it. But we're going to get yours finished first. So we were in competition with the Pope, and we ended up winning. So it's kind of a unique story behind that.
If you were a child now, if you were a child in 2013 and you walked up to the Discovery Park, what would be the first thing that you'd go see?
I think the dinosaurs. That's my favorite area of the park.
Okay. Mr. Kirkland, I appreciate all of your time and the discussion.
Have a good weekend.